Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm very glad to be with you this afternoon. We are praising God for His goodness and His mercy. And that we are able to break the bread of life with you. That it might not only strengthen you, but strengthen us as well.
I want to ask over there, they can understand French.
Okay.
Il passato qua chiamava Francia. Ah, Sango. Sango? Sango la Francia. Sango. Sango. La Sango, sì. Sango.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a word that God is bringing to the people of God in this hour. And it is a word that expresses the desire of God's heart concerning humanity. Because God, in the very beginning of time, had a desire, and that desire was manifested in the act of His creation of Adam. Because it seemed that God wanted someone like Himself. In Genesis, the first chapter, in the 26th verse, it said that God desired to make Adam in His image and in His likeness. Praise the Lord. And now there's one thing that I am very sure about as far as God is concerned. Not because it's something that I believe personally, but because something that is written in the Bible. It says that God is the same today as He was yesterday, and that he will be the same tomorrow. That means that whatever God had in his mind in the beginning of time, it is a thing that he has in his mind now, and it is the thing that he is looking for tomorrow. And that's something that God desired. The New Testament calls it Son. Praise the Lord. It says of Jesus Christ that he was the Son of God. But the Bible also says in Romans that Jesus Christ was the firstborn of many sons. And what it means is that God desired not only one son, but he desired that that son be the example of many sons, that at the end of the day would be a corporate expression of his son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We might wonder how that might be. We might wonder how that might happen. But it is only because of the plan of God and the way that God has made it to be possible that we can achieve that position or that objective. Praise the Lord. I want to read you that verse in Genesis first. Genesis chapter 1. So that you can understand that this is not some strange doctrine that I'm preaching to you, but it is indeed the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. That means that God wanted to create man to be like him in his construction or his makeup of being. But he also wanted him to be exactly like God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may ask, how is it that we are in his image? Does that mean that God has 2 feet, 2 hands, 2 ears, 2 eyes, 1 nose? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is not meaning that, because it says that if you worship God, you must worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So it's not a physical image that he is speaking about. But what we know about God is that God is a triune being. He is made up of 3 individual distinctive parts. Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You cannot see God the Father, but nevertheless we know of the Father, of God as a Father. We pray the prayer in Matthew, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we have the concept of God as a father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have the concept of God as a son. Hallelujah. We have it in the Word of God by the testimony of many witnesses that God brought Himself down. Hallelujah. Impregnated a woman called Mary, and she brought forth a physical human being whose name was called Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was testified not only of Himself, but by the Spirit of the Father, who spoke in an audible voice on at least two occasions. Once at His baptism, as He was baptized, and as He came up out of the water, it said that there was a dove that descended upon Him, and the voice of the Father said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then the second occasion was when He took the three apostles upon the mount with him, and heaven was rent. Hallelujah. And the prophet Elijah and the patriarch Moses appeared there with Jesus. Hallelujah. And as there was that manifestation, a voice came from heaven and spoke to the disciples and said, "This is My Son. Hear ye Him." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have the illustration and the testimony of those who witnessed the event that Jesus was God and Jesus was the Son of God. And then in chapter 14 of John, Jesus begins to testify to the reality of the third entity of the Godhead. Hallelujah. And that He must go, but He would send again another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that other entity of the third person of the Godhead, He called it the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit that was called the Comforter. Hallelujah. And He said of that Spirit, that Spirit would lead us. Well, He said them, talking about the disciples. But in the them, He was including us. Because the availability of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is something that is given to us in this hour and this day. Praise God. So God Hallelujah. Can be the image of God, can be understood as it is represented in the three aspects of His triuneness. Hallelujah. And with you and I,
mon ami,
to be created in the image of God means that God created us as a triune being. We are created with three distinct parts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are created in the Spirit, by the Spirit. We have a spirit. We are created with a soul. Hallelujah. It said that when God blew upon Adam, when God breathed into Adam, hallelujah, it wasn't air. It wasn't breath as we know it. God doesn't need to breathe. Hallelujah. But what it meant is that there was an impartation of spirit that came out of God and into that hunk of clay that He had molded and fashioned on the ground. Hallelujah. And it says man became a living soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God has given us a spirit. God has given us a soul that resides in a body. Hallelujah. 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 The life in the soul that was generated by the breath of God. Oh boy, how do I say this? Created an energy within the clay on the ground. And the clay became a living thing. Hallelujah. Dirt.
Poo-poo.
Dirt. Hallelujah. Became something more than dirt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. It was dirt. It was dirt that God formed and fashioned. Hallelujah. Molding and making the features. Making the legs. Making the arms. Hallelujah. Making the head. Dirt on the outside. Dirt on the inside. Hallelujah. But when God breathed into that dirt, hallelujah, that dirt changed its consistency, changed its makeup. The elements of that dirt came together in a different form. Resurrection! Loose! Do you hear me? Resurrection life! Resurrection